All right, time for our regular 8:40 motoring feature for a Saturday morning. Whether you are a bona fide petrol head, or maybe just like me, you like that new car smell, you like the roar of the engine. Daily Maverick motoring journalist Melinda Ferguson is with us until 9 o'clock to give us the lowdown on some of the latest cars on the road and to keep us up to date with motor industry news. And this week, Melinda has reviewed for us the Polo Vivo Mswenko. Mswenko meaning swag, I gather, in isiZulu. So it is aimed at those who see themselves as trendsetters. Morning, Melinda.
Hello, SJ.
How are you?
I'm in the beautiful, quiet place with my little puppy and excited to speak to you again about the latest car that I've been driving.
I'm excited too. Now, I know that you are a big fan of this car. You're a big fan of the Polo Vivo. I think a few years ago it was your personal kind of car of the year. You really liked it. But just give us a bit of a history of the Vivo, because this is not the same model as the sort of normal Polo, right? This is the cheaper version.
It's not the cheaper version as in the Polo Vivo.
Yes.
Let me tell you how the Vivo came into being.
Yeah.
Around 2006, VW saw their Polo, their normal Polo, it was coming to the end of its lifeline, and they were going to introduce the 2008 Polo, and they went, this is such a good car, why don't we make the outgoing Polo something called a Polo Vivo? And that is what they've done. With every generation of Polo that goes out, they create a Polo Vivo based on the previous generation Polo.
Okay.
And so this Polo Vivo has been incredibly successful for VW South Africa. They make it in South Africa. The Polo gets exported all over the world. It's a very successful plant in the Eastern Cape. And the Polo Vivo itself has been the best-selling passenger car in South Africa for the last 10 years.
Wow. Mm. Wow. 265,000 units of the Polo Vivo sold since 2010, so I'm told, reliably informed.
Well, I'm going to trust you on that. I didn't do that number. Thank God you didn't ask me.
I'd like to do a little bit of background research. All right, so it's based on the 1.4 comfort line, but it's got upgrades. That's where the swag comes in. That's where the Mswenko comes in. What are the upgrades?
Where it comes in.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're right. The 1.4 litre four-cylinder comfort line, and that's what it is based on. And for an extra, of course, because nothing comes for free, we will talk about pricing later. So you get a new leather steering wheel. You get like a leather sock. I've discovered that's what
called,
you know, around the gear knob.
Oh, yes.
That thing that goes down.
I know exactly what you mean, yeah.
Yeah, it's a leather sock. And, of course, the gear knob is leather. Then you've got beautiful 16-inch charcoal alloys,
mm-hmm.
those wheels, a chrome exhaust tip, an updated infotainment system that is now Apple CarPlay and Android Auto compliance, and Sarah Jane, there are two more things. You get something called decals. I don't know if you know what a decal is.
No idea.
It's like a permanent sticker, which goes along. So those are what those things on the sides of cars are usually called. It's a decal, and so there's a big Mswenko that runs on the side of the new Polo Vivo Mswenko.
All right.
And the very best thing, I think, that's been put into this particular model are beautiful tricolor seats.
The seats are gorgeous.
That's my big thing. So they're ocean blue with a bit of beige and a bit of grey, and they really make that Polo Vivo Mswenko stand out.
Yeah, so in that sense, it lives up to its name.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's a fair amount and a good amount of added things on for them to make. And obviously, they know the market, and you're probably going to ask me about that soon.
Mm.
But that market is a very image-conscious market.
Right.
It's a market that can't afford perhaps anything over 250, 300, but they want to look like they can.
Got it.
And it's a very big market in South Africa, mainly a black market. And they've got enormous success selling to young black millennials, white millennials. I think it is a car that oozes kind of young, trendy, and I'm hip, I'm going to be noticed, and this is my statement.
Got it. So the under 250, the under 250, which has kind of given me a little bit of a clue, because of course I'm going to be guessing later. But I would have imagined that they would want to, VW would want to keep it under 250. So I'll factor that into my guesstimate in just a minute, in a minute time. The competitors in this class would be what?
Okay, so if people were listening last week, I reviewed the Suzuki Swift, which is a direct competitor with the Polo Vivo, the Ford Figo, Kia Picanto, Renault Sandero, that kind of hatch. It's not the cheapest hatch, but it's like that. It's a good quality hatch that's budget.
Right. A good quality hatch that's budget. Yeah. Okay. So we're not talking the Renault Quids or the Datsun Goes. We're a little bit higher up. No.
Why do we always have to mention them?
I know.
Like,
I must.
Literally. Yeah. We can't do a show without mentioning them. So then, no, they're not. Those are the under 200, and they're the kind of sometimes even a 150.
Okay. All right. This is slightly better. Where did you take it, by the way? Where did you drive?
So I have a little place, and I'm sure people, since I'm going to be such a regular, I'm going to be talking about like the Ceres Tilbag area, that Boerland, as the good Afrikaners would call it. So the place I went to is based in kind of Ceres Tilbag area. What I like doing now is going on De Toys Kloof, because for any proper motoring journalist, if you don't do De Toys Kloof, you know, in your lifetime, it's one of those bucket list passes, but I now do it often. So I thought it's going to be interesting to see how the Polo Vivo handles on a pass, because it's a tricky road to drive, especially if there's mist or if there's been rain. It was very impressive. I took it for a long drive, so it was like an hour and a half. I also went on the highway. And then I did some gravel, Sarah Jane King.
And how did it fare on the gravel?
I was nervous. I thought, my word, I know this is not an SUV. This is not supposed to be like a big Hilux Bucky. Am I going to an Amarok? Let's call a VW Amarok. We'll keep it in line with
keep
VW.
Keep it in the brand, yeah.
I didn't drive fast, obviously, because I was quite scared of getting a puncture, because there's a lot of rough kind of stone in that. But it was really, really impressive. I did think if one had to be, you know, go on something that's not the normal type of road, the Polo Vivo Mswenko, which is the Polo Vivo, would be absolutely able to do that kind of driving.
If you're just joining us this morning, Melinda Ferguson, Daily Maverick motoring columnist, is with us for our regular motoring segment for a Saturday morning. And this morning, Melinda is reviewing for us the Polo Vivo Mswenko. Mswenko means swag. So it really is aimed at the image conscious, those who see themselves perhaps as sort of trendsetters. And while that may be the case, Melinda, trendsetters and image conscious people still like to look after their wallets. So is it an economical drive?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Suzuki Swift was claimed at 4.9 litres. The Vivo is claimed at 5.9. So there's a bit of a difference between the two of them, although this is not a show comparing them. But I do, you know, since I've done it so recently, it was hard not to compare the two. I think you would quite easily get about a 6.5, maybe a 7, depending how hard. And, of course, it's a manual. There isn't an auto in the Polo Vivo. There is, of course, the DSG gearbox in the Polo, but there is a little bit more of an expensive version in the Vivo, which is Tiptronic, which means you can kind of move it into an auto type of gearbox, but it hasn't got a straight auto gearbox. So I was driving manual.
Okay. That suddenly put me off a little bit, because I've become very lazy in my driving.
Lazy.
I am lazy.
No, man.
I only want to drive a manual, really, if I'm driving something really meaty and I want to drive the car. Otherwise, I'm happy to just cruise around in an automatic. But still, there we go. Tiptronic is all right. I had it in my old Fiat 500. It was. I tell you, the only problem with those is when you get problems with those gearboxes, it's not cheap. It really isn't. That is an issue.
Yeah.
All right. What did you love about it? What did you not love?
Okay, let's go for love first.
Yes.
Why not? Love is always...
Love is all around.
Yeah, love is all around. So I loved... okay, what do I love about it? I love a lot.
You love the interior. I know you did.
Yeah, I know.
You told me.
I really do. I mean, you spend a lot... Most people kind of concentrate a lot on what the car looks like outside, which it really does look lovely outside. But it's inside the car that you're going to be really spending most of your time. Seats are amazing. They're comfy. They also are very durable, the material. It's not leather, but it is a very durable material. So if one has kids, animals, talk about my puppy. I did put covers over the seat, VW, so don't worry. But, you know, to take a little cloth and wipe things, it's very easy to do that. So I love the seats. I love the wheels, the 16-inch alloys, which are really swag. And I really love the infotainment system. I'm a big fan of VW's infotainment systems. Very easy to link to Bluetooth. Very easy to put into your Android Auto setting. Also, and on top of everything, it's got an excellent engine. And that's everything.
That is everything. What did you think could be improved or you weren't mad keen on, if anything?
Okay, so I discovered as I was driving myself, my boyfriend, and my puppy, who was now in the back in his puppy, bed, let's call it his little puppy kennel, that he loves to have the window open. So I tried to open on the side and I realized, hang on, there's only like auto windows in the front.
Ah.
So the back seats have got one of those old
handles.
Antique handles.
Antique.
Oh my word, how terrible. So that was a little bit difficult because I was trying to drive and open that back window for Joe.
Yeah.
And not a train smash. That was one small thing. And then the other thing I discovered was when you try and move your side mirrors, you have to do it with a manual knob.
Mm. Okay.
Okay, look. I mean, aren't
you've
we
been
also spoiled,
Ferguson.
I know. I'm like, a manual knob, a manual door.
Because I tell you this, when I met up with Melinda Ferguson earlier this week to talk about this segment, she was driving, and she's going to be reviewing it for us next week, a very swanky M3. Probably, in fact, I think we worked out it costs more than my house is worth. So she has been spoilt. So if you don't mind manually opening your back windows or manually moving your mirrors, then the Polo Vivo Swenko is for you. If, however, you're like Miss Spoilt Britches over here and you don't like that, then maybe go something
that
else.
That is all I could find. You know, I was racking my head. What didn't I like about it? I loved so much about it, but that was my big red marks. You know, when you get like one of those hooters, bang, that would have been my like fail.
But that's fair enough. We don't just want you to come on and say, oh, it's marvellous and there's nothing I didn't like. Mm. We want an honest review. All right, out of 10, how would you rate it? And then I'm going to guess at the price.
Well, look, I mean, I started a little bit high. I realised last week I set the bar rather high.
Very high.
This is Suzuki Swift at 8.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, wait, where do I go to now? Can we go through out of 12? But I will give it an 8.5.
Okay, that you can do. I thought you might, because I know that you're a fan. Mm. I know you're a fan of the Vivo. All right, we've got a couple of minutes that I need to talk about price. As I said earlier, I imagine they'd want to keep it at under 250. So then I'm going to say, and they only just want to keep it at under 250, $248,500.
Oh, wow, you're getting closer and closer. It's actually a little cheaper.
Oh, hello.
It's $246,900.
Okay, $246,900.
And, you know, I want to tell you, so last week we said that the Swift was $179 or whatever, but that was for like the really entry with nothing kind of. The same Swift in the range is $234,900, but it doesn't have those lacquer seats. It doesn't have all the things, and it's also less powered than the Vivo. And that's definitely why I gave the Vivo a half a point more than the Swift.
Got it. Okay, well, there we go then. That's the VW Polo Mswinkle, meaning swag, which comes in at $246,900. So if you are somebody who is image conscious, you see yourself as a bit of a trendsetter, then why not get yourself into a test drive of a Polo Vivo? And we should just say that, Melinda, next week you are going to be reviewing for us the new BMW M3. Are you loving it, is my question.
Oh, It has got the best bucket racing seats that I've ever. I've obviously got a thing for seats.
Yes.
I just love seats, good seats. It's got power. I was stopped by people at the Radisson Blue, name drop, at a Renault function, in fact, and all the guys in the parking garage were asking if they could take it for a drive, which I said, no, you're not insured, but it's a head turner. Rever. It gives you so much cred, you can literally walk around on air for days.
It was certainly turning heads at Constantia Village the other day. Right, my love, that's it for this week. We will chat to you again next week for the review of the BMW M3. That's Melinda Ferguson, Daily Maverick motoring columnist.